Good morning, Donnie.
Good morning, Robert.
Welcome to the morning, Randy.
It's different because we sang the song.
It's the same thing as our normal radio show, but now it's a song in front of it. What's up, Donnie?
It's morning R&D time, which means it's time for us to ask each other questions, which is normal. I mean, we already do that.
Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first. I did just really quickly want to mention that this is not the room that we do our radio
show. Yeah, we went to the other room to do this for some reason.
Because the other room is the room that we record morning R&D in, so...
Yeah, for some reason we're in the Kix room.
We're in the Kix room.
We both left the River room to go do this in the Kix room. I don't know why we...
It just feels right, you know?
It is better.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what's different, other than just the song, is we also record it on different microphones.
And then the
connoisseurs out there will be able to tell.
Yeah, or not.
Or not, because, you know, it'll get compressed into oblivion by the radio anyway.
So you probably collect a lot of, like, DVDs or something, right? No?
No.
Do you collect books, video games?
Are you just asking what I collect?
No, that's not my question.
Okay.
Do you have a lot of things that you can place on a shelf?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't own a shelf, unfortunately.
All right. So this question is going to be lost on you.
Okay.
How do you arrange your DVDs?
How do I arrange
my
DVD?
Or how would you?
If I had a DVD shelf...
You had a plethora of DVDs. If you had a DVD shelf or a book shelf or a video games shelf, how would you arrange them?
That's a good question. This answer is wrong, but this is my answer, and it is the order that I got them in.
That is not... that's okay. It's okay that you do that.
Chronological to me order. Not chronological release date, but whatever order I purchased them in,
I think,
is the order that they're going on the shelf.
The important thing is that it's a system that works for you, the person who lives there. Like, you go to a library, you want all of the books to be either in the Dewey Decimal System order or alphabetically by author.
Yeah.
If you're in your own house, arrange them however it works for you. Personally, for me, I have two different arrangements. For my video games, I go by genre.
Okay.
And which games I like the most on the left, and then which games I like the least on the right.
Wow.
So it's genre, and then within that, there's a subcategory.
Yeah, tier list.
Exactly, yeah.
Shelf, if you will.
So if you go over to my video game shelf, you'd be like, oh, he really likes that game.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
At a glance.
And then the other thing that I do for my books and for DVDs and stuff like that, I arrange them by color.
That is smart,
because I cannot tell you the title of the movie where that one guy goes on a date with the girl that forgets it every single morning.
Yeah,
I mean, I could tell you it's 51st Dates,
yeah,
but like,
terrible
I could
movie.
Tell you what color the box is, what color the label is, and what color the text on that label is.
Yes, I can kind of understand that. Yeah,
because I have an extremely like visual memory of things, and like not only the color of stuff, but also where they're placed is always like very exact in my mind.
Okay.
So yeah, I always have my DVD shelves and my bookshelves are like a rainbow, so that way I can be
like
all the red ones are over here.
It's also just pleasing because then if you have a lot on your shelf, you can kind of make a pretty display.
Yeah.
Because they can be a rainbow.
Sure.
That's fun.
Yeah, I love that.
I like that.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Donnie. We'll come back to my question in a little bit.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Donnie.
It's the morning, R&D.
Thanks.
It's always bad when I do it. I have fun making it terrible.
It's your own special stank on it.
Yeah. There's like a specific lyric that is supposed to happen, and I always change it so slightly.
So... I've got a question for you, but first I've got a headline article that we need to get to, and we'll get to a hypothetical at the end of it.
All right, this is like a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Canada's favorite condiment was just revealed, and it's controversial AF.
Okay.
Terrible headline. Don't write headlines like that.
Absolutely the worst headline I've ever read.
Just don't. If you are tempted to use the word revealed in your headline, don't.
If you, listen, hey, people writing headlines out there, if you use the term AF in your headline, you're doing headlines wrong.
This is a Narcity thing. You might have thought it was a BuzzFeed by the use of the acronym, but it was a Narcity.
No, BuzzFeed has class these days, which is crazy.
They truly don't. But let's move on. Let's move on to my question. We can't talk about headlines.
So many opinions.
So money.co.uk did a research, quote unquote, to sort out every country's favorite condiment.
Obviously, and in the UK, it's mayonnaise. And
in this very scientific study, they basically just took search data and they said whatever this country is searching for the most, that's their favorite.
Wait,
so
that seems strange to me because I don't search things that I already like.
You mean you're not just sitting at home going ketchup into Google?
Yeah, like I know what ketchup is. I know where to find ketchup.
Yeah, exactly.
But if I go, I'm like, I don't know what gochujang is, so I'm gonna look up gochujang.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
my friend from the UK didn't know what ranch was, so he had to look up what ranch was.
Malarkey of the article aside, whatever baloney research this is, Canada's favorite condiment.
Are you gonna ask me to guess?
Do you want to guess?
I kind of want to guess.
Guess it.
I feel like because they said it's controversial AF, is it relish?
It is not relish.
It's not relish.
A listener, make a guess in your car. Did you say maple syrup? Too bad. That's wrong. It's guacamole.
That it. Oh no, that's so much worse than anything. I was like, oh, maybe it's like corn syrup. Oh, maybe it's Aunt Jemima. Everybody would hate. That would be controversial if Aunt Jemima was the...
So this leads me, finally, after all these minutes of vamping, this leads me into our question for the morning. R&D, is guacamole a condiment?
Absolutely not.
Okay, justify that decision for me.
I guess I do have to justify it because barbecue sauce is also a sauce, isn't it?
It says that the study defines a condiment as, quote, a spice, sauce, or preparation that is added to food after cooking to enhance the flavor, impart flavor, or to complement a dish. I would disagree with
the definition. I would not call salad dressing a condiment. So I want to start at that baseline so we can move on to other things. So let's... Can we agree that salad dressing, when you put something on salad, that's not a condiment?
I would say that salad dressing is a condiment. Almost the marquee identifier of a condiment is salad dressing.
The thing that I think of as a condiment is something you put on like a hot dog.
Sure,
it's
but like
it is still sort of in its state. When you put salad dressing on a salad, it sort of incorporates into the salad and it becomes part of the salad. But a condiment for me, it's like kind of a separate thing from the food that you're eating. When you have like mustard on your burger or ketchup on your burger, it goes sort of in its own place on the burger. Incorporate it into the meat or into the bun or like mix it in with all the vegetables that go in there.
Okay.
So I feel like salad dressing is sort of its own thing.
I disagree, but I'll concede the point so that we can get to your next point.
So my question is, I guess, does guacamole count as that? Because you are also spreading it on your burger the same way that you would other things. But could you then also say lettuce is a condiment?
See, yeah, that's
tomato
is the struggle,
is a
isn't
condiment.
It? That is, where do we draw the line?
How do you draw the line? Is relish a condiment? It's just chopped up pickles. So are pickles a condiment?
I just don't know,
Maybe
Donnie.
The word condiment is too loosely defined.
I think it's a soup situation once again. We already tried to tackle soup. I think you just have to make a decision in your heart.
All right, listener, in your heart, is guacamole
a condiment?
A condiment.
Please let us know.
What is
on the
stuff you make
page.
Out of? So wait.
Avocado.
Avocado is not a condiment. Can we agree on that?
We can agree on that.
Okay, guacamole.
Once you mash them up and add stuff to it, does it then become a condiment?
Okay, wait, hold on. Now I have a different
thought.
Solved it. I'm sorry, we're
getting
over
time.
Guacamole can be a condiment if you're putting it on like your burger or on your hot dog or whatever, which is a thing that crazy people do.
Well, I mean, I like it, but go.
If you're dipping chips in guacamole, that is not a condiment.
I would agree with that.
So if you're going to use it as a condiment, it's a condiment. But you shouldn't, so it isn't.
Interesting. What do you think, dear listener? Let us know over on the Facebook page. I eagerly await your responses. And I'll see you tomorrow. Well, we're going to be hanging out at the air show, so I'll see you tomorrow, Donnie.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Great. I'll miss you.
All right, I'll miss you too.
Bye-bye.
Until tomorrow. Bye.